Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Chris, I'll give you, is it a pleasure? I know you're going to speak about the chance, but also about Ryan Gravenberch.
Yeah, it is a pleasure, because watching him's a pleasure at the moment,
isn't it?
He keep saying it, I've said it all day, I've said it all week. The lad just wants to get forwards, and he's really exciting in that regard, isn't he? You know, his first touch is sublime. He like flicks the ball around the corner for himself often, and you know, he uses the intensity of Brighton's press against them. Like, they're coming in fast, right time, poof, off, yeah. See you later, goes round the man, draws fouls for fun, always trying to get in there. He should do better with his opportunity. I don't think anyone can really argue otherwise. No. You're clutching, you know, he'll have expected to score it, therefore we should expect him to score it, ultimately. It's a good performance, and if Jones isn't going to be available, then I'm now looking at Gravenberch and going, how do we get him into the middle of the park? And it looks like from the two players that I think they were fighting between, let's say Elliot and him in the eight, Gravenberch has nipped ahead of Elliot in that regard, because he had much more impact on the game. The question mark is whether you bring Endo in and you use maybe McAllister and Szoboszlai. But I'll be honest, and I know it's probably the wrong time for this, I think the midfield moving forwards, if we've got a best midfield, is now going to be McAllister, Gravenberch and Szoboszlai, because I think when Jones and Szoboszlai are in there, they're the front two eights, which means McAllister's going to be in the side somewhere. And I feel like we've now decided that what we've got with the players that we've got, we'll get a better overall result by having McAllister deeper and using Szoboszlai and Gravenberch, or Szoboszlai and Kurt Jones further up the field.
Interesting. I tend to agree in terms of personnel. I still have reservations about what that personnel brings to the table in terms of balance and stuff like that. And this all centres around Alexis McAllister. It's as simple as that. I don't want to sort of dwell on it too much, and I won't. I just think we are at the point now whereby I think we're doing him more harm than good, playing him out of position week in, week out.
So when you've got Endo playing the six, let's say, or Bajcetic, could be either when he's fit, and you've got to pick two from Gravenberch, McAllister, Szoboszlai and Jones.
And Elliot. Brutal.
Are you thinking, because I think Jones and Szoboszlai have been the best pairing, is there no McAllister in the side and you then play an Endo ahead of McAllister in the six? Because I think my reasoning is Jones and Szoboszlai have been fucking superb.
Yeah.
And McAllister's a better player than Endo. My reasoning is.
It was exactly why the personnel you've mentioned are the best three personnel. But I just don't know anymore if we can persist with McAllister in the six. I hope I'm wrong.
So what would you give Gravenberch out of 10?
7. I think it's 7. Possibly 7.5.
Yeah, I'd give him an 8, mate.
Would you give him an 8? Yeah, you're in really love him. You like him a lot.
I really do.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.